Mark was just telling me Joanne's not feeling well this morning, so she usually reads the scripture, and so I'm going to have to defer to my two ladies that are backup to see if, okay, that answers my question. Miss Tina, you've been elected.
That was a non-verbal.
Or if any of you ever want to do that little job, you're welcome. We certainly appreciate it. Couple words of announcement with what's coming up with the Billy Graham Good News Tour. Will Graham, Billy Graham's grandson, is going to be doing the preaching that day, and it is in October the 26th at 7 o'clock, and they're going to put a tent up. I pretty assume that's what it's going to be, because it's going to be in the Tallahassee Antique Car Museum field. So I'm sure it'd be like cool, like revival meeting, like old time days. That would really be neat. So in preparation of that, Travis and Tina and I went to the pastor's conference that the Graham Association put on Monday. And you got any words of wisdom or share about what we did on Monday?
It was really good. Saw a lot of pastors and other people who were involved in the churches anyway.
What I found interesting, last week Travis sang a song that he wrote when he went to a conference in Nashville. And the same group or the same fellow that brought the message was the same fellow that was with us on Monday. And his wife, him and his wife, also have the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And Travis, you tell them.
Well, and what was really interesting is I had forgot that he was going to be a speaker out there Monday,
Freedom Church.
And, so I had forgot that last week, and I sang that song that I wrote in the parking lot in Nashville. And that guy was speaking that day. So, and we had a wonderful time. It was a great time of fellowship with people and great. We had a great message.
I was amazed and didn't know there were that many pastors in Tallahassee.
It was a mixture of
a lot of different denominations, and it was really a good time. So you'll get to experience a little bit of that coming up on September the 16th. Now, rumor has it it's going to be a Thomas Road Baptist Church, but I'm not sure. So, but the information I have now is to be announced. But that's what I heard. At 7 o'clock, it'll be praise and worship. And I don't know who's going to be bringing the message that night, but you'll truly be blessed. So put it on your calendar, September the 15th. 7 o'clock, and as the time gets closer, I'll know what church is being held at, but I know it'll be one of the large churches, so that they can, because we had a Monday Freedom Church, and the sanctuary was pretty full. All right, well, God loves you, and we do too. What's going on here today? Well, second Sunday after Pentecost. Oh, before? Oh, yeah, Pentecost was... Yeah. Did y'all receive the Holy Spirit a couple of weeks ago when Pentecost came? I hope and pray you did. All right. Any announcements good for the cause? Oh, we got church conference coming up again soon, early October. I don't remember the dates, but we'll keep you posted. And thank you for listening to the Zoom call the other day. I heard that you did. And I figured you might be there, but I was looking for your picture up on the thing, but I knew you were there, so thank you. They've made some changes, minor changes, to the way we do charge conference, but it's all just minor. So anybody else, any other announcements this morning? Good for the cause? Please. Good to see you.
In the church, they came to the... out of it, and the food and everything else, they really like that.
Good. Good. All right. You're a blessing, you and Don. So we're grateful to see Don this morning, too. You're looking well.
Yeah.
You got a beard?
Yes.
I get the blue one.
Well, it looks good on you. Judy won't let me grow one, so that's why I never have one. Some women love beards, some women don't like beards, so that's why they're all a little different. Any other announcements good for the cause at this point? No? Okay.